You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it's time to check in on Detroit's music scene. And as always, our guide is Paul Young, founder and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine. And Paul, this time we're going to talk about artists who'll be playing at the upcoming MoPop Music Festival. So tell us about this festival.
That's right. MoPop has been around for a few years now, and it's at West Riverfront Park, and just not very far from downtown Detroit. This year will be on Saturday, July 28th and Sunday, July 29th. There are a couple stages, and there's going to be great food, like local bands, but also some huge acts. And over the years, it's gone from being kind of like a mid-level to local to huge level and local. And so it's really cool to see this juxtaposition between people who are just getting their start here in Detroit and some really large national acts. So it should be really fun.
And before we dive into some of the local acts who will be playing at MoPop, who are some of the huge names coming?
So like The National, Brockhampton, St. Vincent, Bon Iver, some awesome indie bands that people will travel across the country to see. So it'll be great to have them right in our backyard.
And so let's highlight three of the Detroit-based artists playing this year at MoPop, starting with Curtis Roach. Tell us about his place in Detroit hip-hop.
Yeah, Curtis Roach, super young guy. He's 19 years old. And when you listen to his sound, you'll hear a lot of like reminiscent sounds of the 90s, which is funny because he was born in 1999. So he missed that crucial decade of hip hop. But certainly an interesting newcomer, and his style is different. It's very approachable. It's fun. It's lighthearted. It has a lot of good themes. And it's really, really fun to listen to, honestly.
And what kind of topics does he like to get into?
Yeah. So like his latest release, Highly Caffeinated, which is actually his second album, which was released late in December 2017. It covers things from anxiety to, you know, loving yourself, which is one of the tracks we're going to listen to today, and you know, the staying away from chasing money and how greed can lead to some unhappiness. And he just has like a really good outlook on life and I think some complex topics for somebody as his age.
And what's the track you've chosen for us to hear?
The track we're going to listen to off Highly Caffeinated is SLYB, which is an acronym for Somebody Loves You Back, which is a nice message.
Hey, just somebody loves you back. Somebody loves you back. I know I'm a humble human in school. I would struggle through it. My homework, I wouldn't do it. I'm too busy making music. Too busy doing my own thing. Been hearing the phone ring. I never answer a lock. Can you leave me alone, please? I'm fine, vibing and weaving. Been dreaming about arenas and hearing the people screaming and singing all of my jams. Let them know I'm the man. Let them know I stand. I do what they say I can. It's all a part of the plan. I was going through hard times. Smiled through dark times. Kendrick lifted my spirits when he told me it's all right. All mine. They got ambitions and goals. With the motive of knowing that sick of swim is the cold. In the orbit of misadventures, I'm wishing it's over. But remember, it's temporary and brush on my shoulder. Better know us to show up so you can show us you love us. 17 on a mission, it's for Detroit on the come up.
What's the details as far as when Curtis Roach will be playing at MoPop?
So he'll be playing the first day. He'll be kicking it off, actually, the entire festival on the River stage. Curtis Roach will be performing at 1:30 p.m. So doors are at 1. Get there early and see our man Curtis get there.
All right. Now we go over to Shortly. Tell us about her.
Shortly is the stage name for Alexandria Maniac, who only actually has 3 songs released, which is kind of hilarious. But since 2015, she's put out some strong enough tracks, some singles, to get her a deal with Triple Crown Records. So her first release we're actually expecting pretty soon here in 2018.
And so give me a sense of the kind of message she sends and what you like about her songwriting and her singing.
Sure, yeah. She has a great approach to songwriting. You can really hear that she's kind of wise beyond her own years. She's young in her own right, just like our last artist, Curtis. But certainly her vocals is what draws your attention. She's got a great sound, almost kind of like a crooner almost sound. And the second I put it on, my wife was like, wow, who's that? And I was like, you're not going to believe it. Local person from Detroit. Great voice. And she's opened up for the Decemberists, for Phoebe Bridgers. So she's had some pretty good exposure for someone who has a pretty small portfolio.
All right, let's take a listen now. This is a single that Shortly released in late May, Spare Time.
I see you're out again. I hear that you're doing fine. I guess that's okay. I guess I don't mind.
Now, when can people see her at MoPop?
So funny enough, she will be following up our buddy Curtis. So she will be on the River stage as well, Saturday, July 28th. So I'm telling you, like, if you want to hear great local stuff, get there Saturday early and hear these two back to back.
All right. And now we go over to Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers. Now, remind us who's in this group.
Yes. Oh, man. Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers. They've been around for a little while. They're kind of a staple in Michigan music. And quite frankly, they're not just limited to the Detroit area. They've been really well known in mid-Michigan. They've played Electric Forest. They played Common Ground Music Festival, which was in Lansing. They've done South by Southwest in Austin. They've kind of been all over. But certainly they've come towards the Detroit area as the music scene has continued to gain steam. And they actually did a really cool recording, an EP, a full EP, at the Russell Industrial Center. So you can see them around town. But the Rainbow Seekers, they're a huge band. They're like nine piece or something. And the way that they describe themselves is really funny. They're like post-Motown folk rock is one way I've heard them describe themselves. Another way they've described themselves is adult, semi-spiritual, quasi-secular, inspirational blend, which is a mouthful. But if you see them on stage or you see them live, they're very theatrical. There's lots of colors. There's a lot of interaction with the crowd. They're just like a ton of fun. And they're totally a performance group. So this is the weekend to hear them if you haven't heard them before.
And what is the track you've chosen for us to hear?
The track I've chosen is called Old Love from Pluto, which is actually released last spring, but it has some really cool visuals. If you have a chance, go on YouTube and check out the visuals for this record. It's really cool.
Women on the battlefield, drink from the ladle by the moon. The blood expands across the fields like chrysanthemums in blue. It's the wind, so much to feel when we're all just taking sides. So work it out. Get out, work it out.
That's Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers. And when are they playing MoPop?
MoPop, yep, their schedule will be on Sunday the 29th, and they will be playing at 2:15, so make sure you check them out as well.
All right, once again, MoPop 2018 will be Saturday and Sunday the 28th and 29th at West Riverfront Park in Detroit, and you can check out the full list of performers and stage schedules on the website, mopopfestival.com, and of course, all the details always at Detroit Music Magazine. Paul Young, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Cynthia. Appreciate it.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.